Welcome to From the Heart. I am your host, Rachel. Today, we're delighted to have Jaden Stevenson, a North Melbourne AFL player and Heart Kids ambassador on the show.
I've always loved football. I do love football, but the ability we have as footballers to make a difference on other people and have an effect on them is something that always interests me and something I always wanted to do. So when Norm reached out, I jumped at the opportunity and I have been with Heart Kids for the last 6 or 7 years now.
In this episode, we're going to dive into Jaden's life with his heart condition, his AFL career, and his special relationship with Heart Kids.
Before we begin, we'd like to acknowledge that we're recording on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, otherwise known as Warang. We acknowledge the traditional owners and pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. We pass that respect to any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander listeners.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. Where are you dialing in from?
I'm dialing in from my home in Ferntree Gully, just back at the parents' house, actually. I moved out for about 5 years and, yeah, I thought I'd come back home and spend a bit of time with mum and dad.
Beautiful. How's it been? I find that, like, going away and then coming back is a different feeling. How's it been moving back in?
Yeah, I think most people would find it hard, but I've got it pretty good here. I can't complain. Relationship with my parents and my sister and my girlfriend actually lives here with us as well. So certainly can't complain.
Beautiful. And look, footy season has ended. What are you doing with your time?
I had quite a few little getaways. My girlfriend's father actually lives in Bali. So we went and spent a bit of time over there. Good reason to get over to Bali. And then we've done little things, little wine tours up in the Hunter Valley, golf trip down to Tasmania. And then, like I said, this getaway tomorrow. So just all little things here and there.
You're really enjoying your time off. I love that.
Exactly. Best time of the year.
That's it. Beautiful. Look, obviously very excited to talk to you about a lot of things, but can't move away too much from the fact that you're a professional AFL player. Tell me a little bit about that journey. I think, like, being a athlete and being a Heart Kid is a bit of a different mix. So tell me kind of how that happened.
Yeah, so obviously from a young age, 4 or 5, I think it's a lot of young boys' dreams in Australia to play AFL football one day, and was just fortunate enough that I was able to play well enough in the right games when the right people were watching, and it progressed. And a little funny story, actually, in year 11, we had to start deciding what classes you want to do for year 12. And I spoke to the careers lady and she goes, "Oh, what do you want to do once you finish?" I said, "Oh, I think I'll play AFL football." And she actually took it further, went to the principal and go, "Oh, we've got a year 11 boy that still thinks he's going to play AFL. He needs to get a grip on reality." But luckily enough, I did get chosen. And you touch on the heart condition there. I only found that out due to the AFL, I suppose. We had to do heart testing, ECGs, along with other testing of our body to make sure we're all in good nick. And it showed up that I had a little issue in my ECG. I went and got further testing on that. And it turns out I have long QT syndrome, which I have to take medication for every day now and just part of life now.
Yeah. How old were you when that happened?
I was 18.
18 years without knowing. What was it like, I guess, to get that diagnosis at 18, right before you're in the precipice of an AFL career?
Yeah, I wasn't too stressed because I felt like what I'd done on the footy field was going to get me drafted. It might not have been as high as I would have hoped, but I thought someone will take a chance on me no matter what pick it may be. It was probably a little bit harder on my family, my mum and my dad. Obviously, they'd taken me to all the trainings. They come to every game. They still do. They come interstate. And for them to think that they're little boy at the time wasn't going to live out his dream that he'd worked so hard for, I think it was pretty devastating for them, and they took it a little bit harder than I did.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things into the parents, it's their journey too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I guess prior to this being picked up at 18, did you have any symptoms that kind of indicated that there might be a heart condition?
No, nothing. Never had any palpitations or any episodes, which went a long way to me actually getting drafted. If I had have had those episodes, then I may not have been as fortunate. But we found out it was a genetic condition. So my sister also has it. And my mum, she's had it for 50 years and never had anything. So I think that's probably what made her feel a little bit worse, was that she was the one that had given it to me and it could have stopped me living my dream. But it's all good. It's worked out well now.
That's it. I get that from my dad all the time, where he's like, "Oh, I've got dodgy genes." I'm like, "Matthew, come on."
Yeah, we just got to deal with what we've got, I suppose.
That's it. I was like, everything else turned out fine. It's just, you know, just one little thing. It's no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess tell me a little bit like what it's like to be a professional athlete and to have your career and manage your heart condition. Has there been something that you've had to do or things that you have to do to manage that?
Early on, there was. I was taking medication 3 times a day and because it's a beta blocker, which slows down your heart. It's supposed to, or it can affect your aerobic capacity, which obviously in the sport that I play is very important. So they were monitoring my training the first probably 2 years. I was not doing full sessions. I was coming out when things got too hard, not off my own accord, but if the strength and conditioning guy thought that we were maybe pushing it a little bit too much. So that was all moderated. But since then, I've sort of just done everything. And like I said, there's been no episodes. So just go on as usual and fingers crossed there never is one.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful. I guess take me back as well. Like you would have had that diagnosis, would have been a bit confusing, a bit uncertain. When did you play your first professional game?
It was 2018. So round one, 2018, I played my first game. And I was actually already affiliated with Heart Kids then. So as soon as I got drafted, the story was in the media and that. So Norm Hutton from Heart Kids reached out and said, can we meet up? And I've always loved football. I do love football. But the ability we have as footballers to make a difference on other people and have an effect on them is something that always interests me and something I always wanted to do. So when Norm reached out, I jumped at the opportunity. And I have been with Heart Kids for the last 6 or 7 years now.
I love that. Yeah, I guess to be in a position where you do have a platform to kind of give back to Heart Kids, I guess, what are you most passionate about in regards to Heart Kids and what they do?
I think just the support they give and the services they provide for young kids. Like I said, I found out when I was 18 that these young kids, they're having open heart surgery at 2, 3, 4 months old. They have another one at 3. Them and their families go through a lot, and the kid probably doesn't understand as much as the parents do, but the support they give to not only the kid but the parents as well, they look after them amazingly. And I know if I ever have a Heart Kid in the future, that I know they'd be in pretty good hands at Heart Kids.
Beautiful. In terms of, I suppose, having this career and playing for the club that you play for, what's the support like from the club and from your teammates?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's always been great. We actually hold a lunch in my name called Jaden's Lunch for the Kids, which we've raised about $300,000 for Heart Kids over the last 6 years. And a lot of the auction items there are, this year's one was a round of golf with myself and a teammate. And we've had kick to kicks with a teammate before. So my teammates are always very willing to help out and give their time on their days off to help put the auction price up on a few items. So yeah, they've been amazing support in the club. Likewise, they're always willing to help out, offer things, offer jerseys, sign jerseys, whatever it may be. They're always putting their hand up to help.
I love that. I love that so much. And I guess having a diagnosis as an adult and working with Heart Kids, I'm sure you're exposed to a lot of stories and a lot of like kids who have these conditions from when they were little. What's it been like to kind of have that community contact with Heart Kids and with community members?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I was fortunate enough to go down to teen camp 2, 3 years ago and spend a bit of time with the teens there, which is a great initiative. They get all teenagers from around Australia with heart conditions. And I think at times you can maybe feel a little bit isolated when you have got something that's different to most other people. So to be put in an environment where you're surrounded with other people that are like you, battling the same things as you, may have the same interests, the same limitations, it was a great atmosphere to be in, a great environment. And just seeing them smile and happy and out on the farm doing things that they may not otherwise get to do was, yeah, a real eye-opening thing for me.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful. And I think it's one of those things, as you said, you kind of in your everyday, right, and you're not super around people who have similar things, and once you get around them all, it's just like, oh my god, we're all the same.
We're all very similar. I think
we're
it
all
can
very similar.
I mean, fitting in, even when you are, I'm going to use the word normal, it's probably not the right word, but when you don't have any condition or anything, it can still be hard fitting in as a normal kid, I suppose. So having a different challenge that other kids may not be aware of certainly makes it harder. But like I said, when you're in an environment with the same people, it certainly makes it easier and probably helps build their self-esteem.
What was it like for you? I'm going to step back for a minute. What was it like for you to, I suppose, get this diagnosis? I'm sure there were a lot of nerves around it, but then remain committed to your AFL career. What was it like to mentally decide that, no, I'm going to stay on the track and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing?
I'm probably not the best one to ask this question because I got the diagnosis and sort of just swept it under the rug. Like I said, I've never had an episode or anything, and I feel 100% healthy. I feel 100% fine. So it's just normal life for me. I just carry on. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's such a valid experience as well, though, right? When you're just kind of like, oh, well, it is what it is.
Yeah, certainly. And I know some people have got limitations, but I'll just push them and want to live as normal and as good a life as I can with what I've got.
Yeah, beautiful. And I'm interested as well, being from New South Wales, obviously growing up in a country town, rugby league is the sport that everybody does. But my dad is Victorian, so I do rally for Richmond.
Okay.
What is it about AFL that like really got you inspired to join the game from the get-go? I know you said you loved it as a kid. Was it like your household or AFL household?
Yeah, my grandparents were massive AFL supporters. And I mean, when you grow up in Melbourne, you spend your recesses and your lunchtimes kicking the footy with your schoolmates in grade one, two, and it doesn't really stop until you get to 17, 18. So it was something I always enjoyed doing. I enjoyed playing. I've played a whole array of sports, cricket, basketball, swimming, did karate, did a whole lot of things, but footy was probably the one that I was most passionate about and probably the best at too. So I stuck with that one.
Yeah, beautiful. And you are now also a podcast host. Tell me a little bit about the decision to launch that bad boy.
Yeah, we get a lot of time off with our job. We do in pre-season, we work 40, 45 hour weeks. But once the season kicks around, we're more focused about recovery and getting rest so that we're ready to go for the next game the next week. So with all that spare time, I wasn't doing a whole lot with it and got through a lot of Netflix series, and I could name you most movies on Netflix now, but I thought that was time to change, and I decided I'd just go down the podcast hosting route, I suppose. And we had a successful first season and keen to kick off things for season two.
Beautiful. Look, they are all of my questions. Is there anything else you'd like to note or you'd like to add?
No, not at all. I think you covered off very well. Thank you.
Beautiful. Easy. Thank you.
No worries. That was nice and quick and got everything we needed to.
Aced it.
Sometimes this podcast deals with some heavy things. If this brings up anything for you or somebody that you love, it's important to reach out for help. The Heart Kids Helpline provides support and guidance for anyone impacted by congenital or childhood heart disease. You can call the helpline on 1800 432 785. To access more information about childhood heart disease as well as support from Heart Kids, visit the website at heartkids.org.au. The information on this podcast is not a substitute for medical advice from your doctor or healthcare team. Always talk to your doctor about matters that affect your or your family's health.